Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and this is Stuart. We're supposed to have Larry on board, but I have no Larry. So I'm going to try and give him a call, see if we can get him online. Anyway, there's an awful lot going on if we can't get him. Well, here he is, I think. Oh, is he? Okay. And anyway, I'll see if I can get him a little bit later. Something's going on. Oh, okay. I think you got him now. Sorry about that, folks. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart. I got into the queue, but then I got thrown out of Blog Talk Radio, and I just now got back in.
Yeah, I tried calling, and it was busy, so I thought I'd just, well, you know, this is all part of this whole system. And personally, I think it's all willful, deliberate stuff, but that's just me and my conspiratorial mind. Where should we start? There is so much going on here. How about Hawaii? What have you heard? That situation seems to be increasing. I've got a few notes here. What have you heard?
Well, the latest I've heard today was reports of another eruption. They're actually finding another caldera is beginning to appear on the island, and the lava has increased. It's broken through the fence into the area of that big hydrothermal powerhouse that they've got. They were worried about, but it looks like it's going to get it. And more is reaching the ocean, and it seems the lava's increasing. And I heard today, Stuart, that they are now have plans in motion to somehow try to evacuate the entire island, except when you got a live volcano, that's difficult.
Yeah, with all the fissures and everything, and being a pilot myself, they also have to be careful of volcanic dust when you're flying in sandstorms, which is almost, in a way, an equivalent. It can really, really tear up your jet engines or even a prop reciprocating engine because you're sucking in all that razor-sharp sand or volcanic dust. In fact, they had, I think it was a 747, a crash because it went through one of those. So, yeah, this is very, very serious. And I'm surprised they've, how do I say, stayed there? I mean, this whole thing could go anytime. The whole island could go. What do you think?
Well, I think that people are probably not doing the smart thing anymore. I mean, it reminds me of the movie Dante's Peak.
Yes.
You know, people stayed there till the last minute, and a whole lot of them didn't get out. Not everybody.
Well, they're very erratic, and we don't really know a lot about how to, fine-tune so we know when a volcano's going off. It's all guesswork. Anyway, I got this high alert, Hawaii volcano lava now entering ocean from third flow, triggering more fears. Lava entered the ocean from a third flow, making the third week of the Hawaii volcano eruption that has opened up nearly two dozen vents now in rural communities. Hot miles-high plumes of ash, low lava fountains erupting from a nearly continuous two-mile-long portion of the series of fissures that have opened up in the ground, scientists said on Thursday. The fountains were feeding channelized lava flows down to the coast. The easternmost channel split, creating three ocean entries on Wednesday. Hawaiian officials have said they may need to evacuate 1,000 more people if the lava crosses key highways and isolates communities in the mostly rural part of the island where the Kilauea volcano is erupting. A blocked highway cuts people off from the only route to grocery stores, schools, and hospitals. The U.S. Marine Corps said Thursday that it had sent two CH-53E Super Stallion helicopters from a base in Honolulu to help evacuations. They can carry up to 50 passengers each, so this is really getting serious. So if what you were talking about, they want to evacuate, which is smart. I would think they'd want to evacuate the whole island. But, you know, I don't think it's going to stop there. Here's a list of the 10 most dangerous volcanic mountains in the United States. And, of course, Hawaii is part of it. Number two, Mount St. Helens. You remember what Red Elk said about Mount St. Helens, that it was going to erupt again much more forcefully, but it was going to erupt towards the Pacific, because remember, it erupted on the other side. And Mount Rainier, that's another one Red Elk said was going to go, and that's kind of unusual in the way he said he saw it. What he claimed was the third top of that mountain was going to be blown off the mountain, be thrown in the air, I don't know how many miles, flip over, and come back down and plug the hole that it made. Can you imagine watching that?
Wow.
And he said the shockwave was what terminated Seattle and surrounding communities. Shockwave would be so severe, it just knocked over everything. Then Mount Hood in Oregon is the next one. Mount Shasta, California. South Sister, Oregon. Lassen Volcanic Center in California. Mauna Loa, Hawaii is the next one. Redoubt, Alaska. Crater Lake in Oregon. That's from the U.S. Geological Survey. Those are the most dangerous that they think. And, of course, we know from NOAA and other people that this is actually part of it. But here's something interesting. 214 earthquakes in Kilauea in the past 24 hours. 643 earthquakes in the past 7 days. 3,028 earthquakes in the past 30 days. And 5,013 earthquakes in the past year. That's something. Wow.
Well, it is, Stuart, and I noticed you didn't even mention Yellowstone. But, however, we know that, according to Standeo, that they have taken offline all the monitoring pretty much of that publicly, and it's very private and held close to the cusp. And, well, that's the way we, you know that that's going. But anyway, Standeo also, remember, warned about all the eruption of the volcanoes on the West Coast at a later date.
Yes. Yep, he had a vision about that, he said. There was a meteor shower on the West Coast, and I think it was soon after that that he said he saw all of them go off in a kind of a chain reaction. And what's interesting about all of this is the Book of Enoch. And there are those scientists who have said that they think the last major extinction event was a volcanic extinction. And if you go into the Book of Enoch, in the last days, it says that almost the same thing, that the mountains melt like honeycombs, and entire nations sink underneath the lava. And remember that Jesus said when he was dividing the sheep from the goat nations, that many of them would be in the lake of fire, thrown into the lake of fire. Well, the lake of fire is probably magma. In other words, there's not only a spiritual connotation to it, there's a physical connotation to it. But here's something kind of interesting. I want to read this, and I want your take on it. If you're a longtime reader of Unsealed, you'll recall that we have discussed at great length the Bible's many women in labor passages, Revelation 12 chief among them. The Bible contains a great many of these passages, and most are clearly connected to the time of Jacob's trouble, known as Daniel's 70th week or the tribulation. In Isaiah 66 and Revelation 12, we learn that the prophetic woman gives birth to a corporate male child, he's talking about the church, before the day of the Lord begins. And I've done some research on that. You maybe remember Scotty Clark?
Yeah.
Remember him?
Yeah.
And a lot of people mocked him, but he came up with some pretty astounding stuff that I believe really is true. It's just that the timing wasn't right. This male child, he says in this article, is the church, which escapes to heaven before the woman Israel begins having birth pangs. Now, here's the interesting part. After the child's escape, the woman goes into labor, which is, of course, Israel, which is described in great detail in Matthew chapter 24, known as Jesus's Olivet Discourse. The resurrection and rapture of the church are prophetically described in Isaiah 26, verses 19 and 20. Notice that in verse 19, the resurrection is likened to the earth giving birth to the dead. When a birth is about to occur, a woman's water breaks and her cervix dilates. When contractions begin, there is pain that often feels like a burning sensation. This, I'm sure all the women that are listening can identify with this that have been mothers. This is commonly called, now this is what I did not know, it is commonly called the ring of fire. And if you've ever been to a childbirth class, you probably have heard the term. The earth also has, this is where it's interesting, an area called the Ring of Fire, the most seismically active area on Earth, a ring of extreme volcanism surrounding the Pacific Ocean. Okay, now here's where it gets interesting. Gets what smack dab in the middle of the Ring of Fire? The island of Hawaii and Mount Kilauea, which have been erupting for several weeks now. Compare this to how a woman's water breaks shortly before labor and her cervix dilates to make way for the baby. The fluid rushes out. Is that what we're watching in Hawaii? Is this pointing to the prophecies in Isaiah 26? What's your comment on that one? That's kind of interesting.
Oh, that is absolutely interesting. I wasn't aware of that at all. As a matter of fact, I wasn't aware that Kilauea, basically, and Hawaii were the center of the Ring of Fire. I was not aware of that.
No, I wasn't either. And yeah, he's got a map and shows it. His dad's back in the middle. So I think we're watching a warning from the Lord. And then we had those prophecies, remember, where they said that the volcano going off in Hawaii was just the beginning of judgments, or I guess one could say more severe judgments against the United States, simply because the United States has its head up and locked. There is no call for repentance anywhere, and even if there was, they probably wouldn't even know what it meant. And we got something else coming up in July and late August. I'd like your comment here, too, because I think it's all connected. All the planets, even the minor ones, that really aren't planets, but, you know, they're out there, on one side, are on one side of the sun, beginning late July to late August. Could this, along with the destroyer coming inbound, be the beginning of real earth changes and the major quakes in California, East Coast, New Madrid, Chicago, etc. What do you think? And he showed a map, and it's true. They are all along, totally on one side of the sun.
Wow, that's really interesting, Stuart. And matter of fact, my weather lately, and of course weather, I guess, all over the world, especially the U.S. recently, electromagnetically, and, you know, the storms, it's almost like a science fiction movie, so something is going on.
Yeah, we've had thunderstorms all last night, and we got one right now coming through. Not that we didn't need the rain, we certainly did. But here's another thing that's a clue, and I think we mentioned this on one of the other shows. Arizona now preparing for California earthquake evacuees. Californians aren't the only ones getting ready for the big one. Arizona is preparing for an influx of evacuees after the next major earthquake. We all know it's coming, but how ready are we? And where would we go if disaster strikes? And you mentioned, what was the name of that movie? San Andreas was one of them. And then,
was
it 10.5?
That 10.5 apocalypse, and also if you're talking about refugees and running from disaster, that movie, Impact.
Deep Impact?
Deep Impact, yeah, that was a classic on how people just get stuck on all the freeways and just vanish.
Yeah. I know that was speaking about that. We're going to kind of wander around, I guess, because there's so much different news. But you were telling me before the show that there's some sort of a disturbance down in the Gulf or below the Gulf that they're thinking might form. What's the latest on that?
Yeah, we were talking about the storms all the way from Canada down through where you live, all the way down through where I live, and down all the way into Mexico, and I shared with you that there's now a new tropical storm system named Alberto that is in the southern Gulf of Mexico, and their predictions are that this is going to be an event that will impact the Gulf Coast, mostly towards, they think, it's going to clip the left side of Cuba and go on up and hit Florida, or possibly, between Louisiana and Florida. But it's an impact event, and they're saying possibly lots of flooding. So this is bizarre. This is early, Stuart, also.
Yeah. In fact, most people probably don't know it, and the last time I checked was probably a year ago. FEMA had a list of what they called impact cities, and there were 360 of them. So I think they know something's coming. In fact, who was it? It was the lady for Homeland Security. She was heavy set lady.
Oh, Napolitano?
Yes. And she, when she left, she gave, do you remember that speech she gave? Where the United States was going to suffer major events in the future.
I remember that, and it sounded like it was bizarre that she was talking that way, you know.
I think she was, as she was leaving, she was giving the American people a warning. Look out. It's coming. They know it's coming. I mean, after all, look, they've been moving stuff away from the coastal regions very quietly, setting up alternative government in Denver, of all places, but know where Denver is. It's on high ground, almost 6,000 feet in the air, well inland away from all the waterways or oceans. Then you have China. You remember all those cities they built?
Oh, yeah.
And nobody was in them, and nobody could figure out why they were doing it. Well, guess where those were? High ground, way inland. Then we've had libraries moving into high ground. In fact, I was told somewhere about the Vatican was starting to move all of its stuff to a different library or a different location in England. They were doing the same thing. Do you remember in the movie Deep Impact, that's exactly what they did do?
Well, what's interesting, Stuart, is if you'll remember a few years ago, I told you about someone I'd met that was involved with the railroads, and he said that they had filled up these mountains in, you know, up in this area. They actually took railroad cars up into the mountains here, and a lot of railroad tracks stopped at certain mountains. And recently, within the last year or two, they've also rented storage facilities, vacant buildings, et cetera, up through the mountains and where I'm at, and has put FEMA equipment.
Yeah, they know it's coming, and it's going to be really bad when it gets here. I want to read something from Noah. He's that ne'er-do-well, erstwhile Native American that nobody likes and doesn't even like to have me read from her stuff, but her accuracy is so astounding that I'm going to read it whether people like it or not. Not asking anybody to believe it. What you do with this kind of stuff, I don't know whether you agree, Larry, but what I do with it, I just put it in the back of my mind, oh, I remember that, to see if it comes true or not, which is what the Lord said to do. So anyway, she says, Summer, last time we talked about how Earth Mother start her hard labor with the Phoenix. This time we're going to talk about what happened on Earth when Great Phoenix show head, when Great Phoenix coming out of Earth Mother, her skin going to tear bad. Great tears. What are we watching? Rifts developing just about everywhere. What's going on in Hawaii, really? Opening up of rifts, just that there's a lot of lava underneath. Okay, her breath coming in long winds, her mouth be dry, she be hot when shiver with icy cold, she cry out with great amount of tears, she floods stuff with tears. She's talking about magma. Mm. Magma flows.
Yeah.
Then she says, Summer, remember I say Phoenix not cause of changes? I say all change stuff come from same time that Phoenix rising out of Earth Mother. That important here. No one blame Phoenix. He gonna bring new times after the change stuff all done. Well, she's talking about the New World Order. Summer peoples already know about big tearing in California. That gonna be the most bad one. That one be most bad tear. Summer, many places no have tears happen. Many places no have earth rumble ever. That gonna change. Big noises gonna come from Earth Mother deep down inside. You remember all the YouTube videos, and I've heard it myself. It sounds like there's a snowplow on cement. It's a screeching, loud, very nasty sound. And they've been recording these sounds now for, what, the last 2-3 years? Remember, they were all on YouTube. You still there?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, then she says, deep down inside, they're going to be coming many more times in new places. Places where no tears ever been before. Then she says, noise talk about more and more even. They gonna show up in many new land places. They gonna get bigger and bigger as Phoenix rise from the earth. Earth Mother move much under skin. She gonna make big moves. And then she talks about volcanoes. Noise, there will be more volcano activity, right? She nods. Yep. Many more stuff going to be coming out. This time many people move away. Hot rocks going to take many houses. Hot rocks be all over stuff. Earth Mother blow and blow stuff all over. Then she says, noise talk about all over. But there aren't volcanoes all over, said Mary Summer Rain. Well, they're going to be. So there you go. This is just the beginning, folks. We're in a lot of trouble. And everybody's ignoring it. Everybody says Native Americans couldn't possibly know anything at all because they're just Native Americans. What could they possibly know? Well, let me tell you something. They know a whole lot more than most Christians know. And I don't care if people don't like that, but it's the truth. And she's not the only one. There are many of them. I interviewed Red Elk personally, came over to the studio, and we had a long, long talk. And I'll tell you what, that guy knew more. He actually graduated. Most people are not aware of this, but he graduated from a seminary, Christian seminary. He was a graduate student. So when people say, well, he's just a, you know, an occultist, they don't know what they're talking about. And anyway, where else you want to go with this thing? I mean, this is developing everywhere, as far as I can see. Comment. Hello? Huh. Well, maybe we lost Larry. Yep. He got knocked off. Okay, well, let me see if he comes back on for a minute. But meanwhile, you know, we're having this trouble, folks, all the time. And I don't know what to say. We don't get any help at all. Anyway, here's some news. I'll wait and see if he comes back on. If not, I'll try and call him again. Oh, here he is. Okay. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart. They throws me out again. Oh, my.
There's something going on. There really is. Taiwan scrambles fighter jets as Japanese bombers buzz the island. That doesn't sound too good. That sounds like the Armageddon script, doesn't it? With all the South Sea activity of China and Kim's change in attitude. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. And we're seeing more and more of the provocations. This is building. And what concerns me most is the fact that Trump has so much opposition. He's trying to do the right thing, but they are so determined. They hate Trump so bad that they don't want to see America succeed if it's Trump involved. So this is how you start war, Stuart. You undermine your president to the point he's ineffective, and the enemy knows it.
Yep, and that's exactly what Bible prophecy says. Remember, ruler against ruler? Yeah, I think that's exactly where we are. It's ruler against ruler, and most people don't look at the next verses of that. Violence in the land. Then the outside forces like Russia, China, North Korea, et cetera, et cetera, see our weakness, see that we're fighting within, and they say, now's the time to come get us. And they take us out. It's a classic concept of the Illuminati, divide and conquer. So, anyway. Here's something. Remember that prophecy the rabbi gave about North Korea showing up in Israel?
Yeah, I do.
And that North Korea was going to be instrumental in, I guess, a war or something. Well, here's something very, very interesting, and this comes from Hal Turner. Israeli nuclear-armed submarines deployed to North Korea coast over nuke technology sent to Iran. What is your comment on that one?
Well, you know, we was concerned because Iran and North Korea seem to have a nuclear
partnership.
Partnership, and it joined at the hip. And of course, you know, something, you talked about a rabbi and a prophecy about North Korea firing maybe on Israel or attacking Israel. This may be part of it. You know, Netanyahu does have nuclear subs, you know, that are weaponized. And so, wow, I didn't know that's a new one.
That's what I thought, and I immediately thought of that rabbi's prophecy because most people said the guy was nuts. What could North Korea do to Israel? Well, now we're beginning to find out. It may be that it says Israel deploys submarines, plural, to North Korea coast over Iran nuclear issues. Here's what it says below that. Israel has deployed at least one nuclear weapon armed submarine to the coast of North Korea. According to a source familiar with the classified Israeli intelligence information, Israel has confirmed that North Korea has been supplying Iran with nuclear weapons technology and perhaps even functional nuclear warheads by smuggling via Iranian oil ships moving from China ports, said one high-ranking Israeli official. If Tehran attacks Israel using weapons of mass destruction, not only will Israel retaliate, we will destroy the nations which supplied such weapons to the Iranians. This is allegedly the most pressing reason that Trump canceled his meeting. Remember, we all wondered, why did he cancel his meeting?
Yeah.
Well, maybe now we know. I mean, that's kind of startling.
Well, that actually is, and I had not heard that, so that's something new. Wow, that is really interesting.
Yeah, and of course, we haven't been able to vet it. So, but I would assume it's probably correct, but that's a, you know, that sometimes can be a bad word. Okay. What about this Trump coup? What's your latest on that? I mean, everybody's going berserk no matter what he does.
Yeah, it's just a president without support. I mean, he's running this on his own. If nothing else, Stuart, can you imagine if Hillary Clinton had won the presidency and covered covered for the deep state? We would never know the corruption, the absolute complete corruption, and the complete, I guess you could say, spying on American people. And I know the American people can't get off the couch, but they don't even realize that even their Alexa or their Echo or whatever some of this stuff is recording every word that's being said, and it's being drifted into the computers that are running it all. Stuart, this certainly is a 1984.
Yeah, we are. In fact, you brought it up just at the right time. I'm looking at something here. And I made this headline, 5G, total surveillance, China social credit system, FEMA, Homeland Security, NDAA, fusion centers, Jade Helm FEMA camps, Hillary and her re-education camps for all Americans, and they still cannot connect the dots. That's about where it lies, doesn't it?
Well, it actually does, Stuart, and it's so amazing that the American people have appeared to totally accept subjugation. They are totally accepting corruption within their own government, and I'm talking, Stuart, I'm not just talking Washington, D.C. I'm talking statewide,
everywhere.
Local, even down the block from you and me and everywhere else. They have literally tied this thing in a knot, and I don't suppose there's any going back. You know, I think that if nothing else, Cyrus, if you will, or Trump, is actually a window of time for us to get where we need to be and to get ready for what's coming. And matter of fact, I've been reading some interesting books from a guy by the name of Mark Goodwin. You know, he was the first one to actually posted Psalm 2 and began to operate a book or a novel off of Psalm 2 that led to an American Civil War. And it seems like there's no turning back. We're headed that direction. Now, whether, you know, I was thinking something. Matter of fact, I was praying about it, and I was reminded of, you remember the old movie Day After Tomorrow? And you remember the guy... Yeah, the scientist in England, that the UK, that actually called and gave all the data on the oceans, you know, to USGS, and they actually worked out and figured out what was going on. You remember what struck me though was, you remember when he called him and he said it's too late for us to evacuate, and the star of the show said, well, what can I do? And you remember, and this is the words that struck me when I was praying today, save all that you can.
Yeah, that's about it.
And so maybe that, because people don't know what the word repentance is. People in America don't have a clue. They've never been taught, and generations of youth have been destroyed in their minds already. They're not open to anything involving the Bible or end times, et cetera, et cetera. Well, maybe that's our task as us remnant, is that we need to save as many as we can. And it may not be many. You know, you remember I talked about, you know, the days of Noah and how it was eight. You know, you noticed how God weeds out so many people? He's got a few and he's got a many. And how he never uses but a few somewhere. Could it be that we've overestimated how many might escape?
Yeah, it could be. I mean, you know, when you really look at it, and it's interesting you bring that up, because in the Book of Enoch, it said something, and I don't know if it's an escape hatch or whether he's talking about the tribulational saints. I know a lot of people don't make differentiations in dispensations. They claim there are no dispensations, but it's easy to prove there really are, and that God deals with his planet Earth differently in different times. For example, in the Old Testament was different than the New Testament in the way God operated. After Pentecost, then we had a new system come in. But what Enoch said was very, very interesting. He said the Lord was going to have mercy on some because they did not realize, as interesting phraseology, that they had to repent.
Huh.
Now, isn't that interesting? Because some of our more modern prophecies, the word repentance is showing up from these people that are being given the word by the Lord. And we've had, what, 3, 4, 5 of them now that have mentioned repentance. And these are recent revelations they claim they're getting from the Lord. Not that they are, but, you know, why is that word showing up in prophetic word? Go ahead.
Yeah, that's interesting. I was just going to mention the fact that not only is it showing up, you know, it's also showing up, believe it or not, in the Torah codes.
Oh, that's right. You still there?
Yeah, can you hear me? I'm sorry. There must be electromagnetic trouble or something.
They don't like you, Larry, that's all. They don't want to listen to it. Bible codes, I'm glad you brought that up. Have you got those in front? We should talk about those a little bit.
Yeah. One of them is really interesting. I pulled up one of the old Bible codes that, let me see if I can find it. Yeah, here it is. It's one that Barry Rothman had redone. It's called EMP, Electromagnetic Pulse Attack Consequences. And he ties in, he says, America's Achilles heel is exposed in William Fortune's novel, One Second After. And we're all familiar with that book. I've read that thing twice. And there's a series of eight terms here in the Matrix. And let me read them to you, because this is really interesting. Number one, electricity magnet. Number two, pulse. Number three, war. Number four, rocket. Number five, 5771. Now, that's actually 2011. Six is the flesh of your sons and 7, the flesh of your daughters, 8, you shall eat. And if people don't realize, William Fortune wrote a novel, and a lot of the fatalities at the beginning of this, at right 1 second after an electromagnetic pulse destroyed America, people began to die, and people began to eat the dead, and some of them trying to kill the living. It turned into a complete nightmare.
Well,
what struck me about what he found here, and I like your opinion, Stuart, apparently the code was showing a date that might occur, 5771, as 2011. Did we get a delay? Is this something that should have already occurred in judgment against the USA? And for some reason, possibly because Cyrus was coming, did it delay?
Yeah, I think it probably did. I think that Trump is, in a way, a delay, at least from our perspective. Of course, it probably isn't any delay from the Lord's perspective, because he built that already into his agenda. But from our perspective, yes, it would be a delay. In fact, the Bible even talks about delay. The parable of the 10 virgins is a prime example of delay, where they thought he was coming and he didn't, and they all fell asleep. Typical of Christians, I guess. And, I don't exempt myself either. We have a tendency to just doze off from time to time. But there's many other such passages, even in the Old Testament, that were going to be a delay. And here along comes Trump, even if he's part of the system, and this is all part of the overall plan, as far as we're concerned, it delayed Hillary and her education camps. In fact, you and I'd probably already be dead if the Lord didn't protect us, if Hillary had been elected.
Yeah,
I mean,
I agree.
She was out ready to kill. I mean, she came right out publicly and said that all Americans need to go to re-education camps, is the way she worded it. Well, that's exactly what China is doing. They're having these re-education camps. They're starting to spring up everywhere. Here's something I can get into, and I need your comment. The globalist satanic agenda is coming to a city or light pole near you. With the rollout of 5G across America, 5G death zones are sure to follow. This stuff is deadly. And as Natural News reported May 22nd, scientists recently have warned that the 5G tech found in Wi-Fi street lamps in the UK is now causing insomnia, nosebleeds, stillbirth within pregnant women. And while authorities there claim people must ignore all these conspiracy theories, which is what they always say, what liars. I mean, these people are soulless and godless. And their agenda is here on Earth, and unfortunately for an awful lot of people, they're going to murder millions upon millions of people, only to find out that God has a plan for them as well, that they're going to wish they'd never been born, ever. You know, I had a small taste of hell that the Lord gave me, and even people like George Soros, had he seen what I saw, he'd be on his belly screaming for mercy. But, like Daniel says, the wicked will never understand. So you can't help them. They have to do what they have to do. And Jesus Christ has to do what he has to do to them. But judgment starts at the house of the Lord. And because there is no repentance in the land, they don't even know what the word means, as you and I have discussed. It's kind of like repentance is like Psalm 2. It doesn't exist. However, the Lord has to punish that. And there's no way he can get around it. Or he's not just. Comment.
Yeah, and something else, too, I was going to mention is there's some reports coming out recently from China, who is using a lot of 5G and working towards AI. And there's southern China, they're having strange sounds and people are having nosebleeds.
and strokes and getting sick and.
Hello? We lost Larry again. This is really something else, folks. This is what we go through in case nobody knows. When you run a ministry like I do, I tell you what I was told by the Lord. Tell the truth, and I'll protect you. No matter how bad it gets, no matter what you have to say to the people, tell the truth, which I've always tried to do. I've never tried to do anything but tell people the truth as the Lord has given me what the real truth is. And the truth is hard, it's tough, and people hate it. And they don't like being called up, but that's just the way it is. Now, let me see if I can get Larry back somehow. Here he is. Nope. He's not back on yet. Here he is.
Well, this is my night for getting thrown out. I'm back one more time, just like a bad penny.
Yep. They don't like you, so you got to get... You got to get isolated to your mountaintop. It's amazing. Anyway, this 5G business is deadly serious, folks. It is coming your way. Whether you like it, don't like it, is totally immaterial. It's all connected together with the social credits, Mark of the Beast, everything. Mysterious wolf-like creature shot in north central Montana near Denton. What have you found out about that? That's really weird. Is it a hybrid? Is it an anomaly of genetics because of the sun and everything? Or is this a chupacabra that we have made and released? What do you think? I mean, it's huge.
Yeah, what's so interesting is Drudge Report started it with the mysterious wolf-like creature shot in Montana, and that was coming from a report, the GreatFallsTribune.com out of Montana, and claiming it appeared to be a strange hybrid-like creature. And then Yahoo News today is reporting wolf dog, dire wolf, or dog man. But the latest is they do have the creature. They are going to run DNA tests because they say they've never seen anything like this. Now, I was on a show today with Augusto Perez on his End Time News Report, and he claims that he really believes that this is a created creature, that it's a hybrid, that, like a chimera, and that they are creating these things and putting them out on the planet to see if they can survive and see how it works with humans. So, you know, we've been, Stuart, the last 6-8 months, we've been getting reports from all over the country of these upright walking wolf-like creatures that are scaring people and chasing people, and maybe this is part of it.
Well, I remember, I don't know when it was, but I got an email from a guy who claimed he was an insider. And he was working in the dumps, you know, the deep underground military bases, where he said they were creating these hybrids. They were creating, he said, giant spiders, and almost like, remember the mist?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, it makes you wonder where Stephen King got his stuff from. You know? I mean, it's kind of like the people out there in Hollywood. Where are they getting all this stuff that they produced then as science fiction? When, in fact, I remember on one of my video documentaries, I said, you know, if you've seen it on the movies, they've already done it, or you wouldn't see it. That's their way of telling you what kind of technology they already have. And when I was flying with General Electric Company, a lot of times we'd fly the higher-up VPs in charge of certain sections of General Electric research. And you learned a lot about how advanced they were, terribly advanced. And Stan Deo has indicated that too. I mean, he's made some comments about advanced technology that would seem like the gods were doing it. And we were told about teleportation. And you remember that report that Obama had been teleported to Mars and visited Mars?
Oh, I very much do. And that's what almost made me think of remember the movie Doom? Remember that with the rock?
Yes. You're still there?
Remember you remember they teleported people between Earth and Mars in that situation. And I believe Ed Dames said there was some teleportation and a Mars-Earth connection. So, yeah, I know people may think we're a little bit weird, but there seems to be a basis for some of this stuff.
Well, they are fooling around with genetics like you wouldn't believe, and there's no way they're going to pay any attention to the legal or ethical or moral issues involved. That's not going to stop them, and they're going to be militarized. I mean, if you could set loose 8-foot spiders all over the place, like in Myst, that would be kind of horrendous. But that's not all, and like you were just saying, maybe this was a manufactured product. And they had, I can't remember which nation it was, down South America. Maybe you remember that one, where they absolutely accused either the CIA or the NSA of manufacturing these chupacabra. And that was, I think.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I want to say that was. Oh, man, I'm trying to remember. It was one of the South American countries, though, where we supposedly had a lab. And I do remember that. And by the way, Stuart, my wife, you know, who's Choctaw Indian, and she claims there's old, oral legends of during the latter days, there will be giant creatures again, such as giant snakes and spiders, et cetera, on the earth.
Well, that's what the Hopi say. In one of their prophecies, I don't have it in front of me, but they claim that the old ancient animals will return. And we often wondered, is this a time warp? Speaking about time warp, Bible code on that one. We kind of got off on a little tangent there. He has done a lot of research on this time and reversal and time-space continuum, and et cetera, et cetera. Has he done any more on that you know, Barry?
Well, he has. Wednesday night, we talked about this, and I read the first two Torah code matrices.
Yes.
Well, he's got two more now. The number three matrix has three terms in it. And I don't know about Ahaz, A-H-A-Z. I was going to look it up, and I didn't have time. Whether that's a biblical name, I don't know. But it says Sundial of Ahaz, A-H-A-Z. And then number two says Quantum, and number three says Time.
Wow. This almost sounds like the Lord is telling us that time is up.
Well, it could be. Now, number four, he's done another matrix, number four, that has six in it. Number one, arrow of time. Number two, past. Number three, forward. Number four, quantum again. Number five, far light. Number six, beginning.
Wow.
And basically says, Spirit, he makes the comment, he says the arrow of time and how to reverse it. And if you go back to his first two matrices, and I won't go through them, that they're entitled Quantum Entanglement, but he goes through all of the terms involving all of these factors, and he's, talking about Return of the Shadow and Hezekiah, the number of years, backward, resurrection, and quantum. So there's something in the Torah code really pointing towards this element, what we call time.
Yep, and it's tied directly into the resurrection of the dead, which, of course, to the Lord would be nothing. I mean, he's made a number of comments that would indicate he's just going to sweep through all of time as we view it, not as he views it, and collect everybody that's his. And wouldn't that be something, you know, I've often wondered, is sudden destruction, you know, when they say peace and safety, sudden destruction happens. And I've often wondered if the sudden destruction is not the rapture of the church, the taking of the church, because it happens in a twinkling of an eye. It's sudden with no warning whatever, unless you're really watching. But there's very few, I think, that, you know, in relationship to numbers that are actually watching. In fact, I was reading an article. You remember where it says in Peter that where is the promise of his coming? Where is the promise of his coming? Things continue as they have since the fathers fell asleep. I just read an article where the guy did some research on the church, and basically that's what they're beginning to say now. We don't believe it anymore. We don't believe he's going to return. So we're beginning to see all these things are coming together because that's one of the last signs where it's the promise of his coming, and then bang. Oh, well, gee, I guess we missed. I don't know. Any last words here on that?
Well, I was going to mention, you know, we read the Torah code about the EMP and possibly had been delayed, and we've all considered, you know, EMP from another nation causing this, but there's a really interesting report came out today. Z3 News, a prophetic experience, says the whole world dark at the same time. So is it possible there will be a cosmic event that causes a blackout worldwide?
Well, it's very interesting you mentioned that, because I don't know if you remember the prophecy, but a guy was shown basically what happens after the rapture takes place. And that's what he said happens.
Huh.
That the rapture, in fact, Perry Stone did some research on that. And he said that the rapture event, because it's going to be electrical probably in nature, like lightning. Lightning is mentioned all the time. That it's global and it knocks out all the power grids.
Wow.
Which it would. It really would. If that's what is tied, you know, and Jesus said his return was going to be like lightning. Instantaneous almost, you know, I mean, the twinkling of an eye is, it's a millisecond. You're there 1 second, you're gone the next, or one part of a second, and you're gone the next. Now, let's tie that into an electrical event, where Jesus is going around the globe, resurrecting the dead, and then those in Christ rise up to meet him in the air. I take all that very literally. I don't argue about it. I know an awful lot of people do, and they think it's nuts. It isn't. It's what it says. And it's coming. But what if that was kind of like lightning bolts all over the country? All over the world, that would knock out the power grid totally. There'd be an EMP event.
Huh.
What do you think?
I think that's really interesting. Matter of fact, they've done some research recently at the tomb of Jesus and found that it was radiated. And so this event, if it occurred worldwide, a resurrection, instead of one location, you know, like the tomb, that's hard to even imagine.
Yeah, I don't think we realize anything that's going on. Remember, he told Mary, don't touch me. And remember, Sandeo said that when they came through the Stargate on top of the ziggurat, that they had to walk down and dissipate all the energy because they're coming in from another dimension. Yeah, we don't have a clue, Larry, about what this is all about, but the world's going to be stunned when it happens, it takes place. Anyway, thanks a lot for coming on. Any last little comment you got? We got about 30 seconds.
Well, I apologize for being thrown out of the queue about 3 or 4 times, but hopefully this is not prophetic of our show.
Yeah, well, sooner or later we're going to get shut down anyway. The Lord said the time of the nighttime comes when you can't work anymore, and I think we're getting very, very close to that. Anyway, thanks a lot, folks, for listening. Heads up, get prepared. Things are going to move really rapidly. Good night.